Welcome to EXAM, KBIA's look into educational issues in mid-Missouri. I'm Sarah Kellogg. The University of Missouri System's Board of Curators met for 2 days last week, and while Thursday's meeting was interrupted by the voices of student activists, Friday's meeting began with the voices of students. Friday's Board of Curators meeting was centered around the theme, A Culture of Respect. Board member Pamela Henriksen said she chose this theme because if everyone treated each other with respect, patterns of bias would lessen.
I am of the opinion that often offense is taken when none is intended. So how do we learn what other people find disrespectful, and how do we communicate in a polite and respectful way that we feel disrespected by the words or actions of another?
To try to find answers to these questions, a panel of four students selected by Interim Vice Chancellor for Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity, Chuck Henson, spoke to the board about what respect means to them. Henson's position was created the same day UM System President Tim Wolf resigned in November, after demonstrations by Black students called for Wolf's resignation or removal. Student panelist Timothy Love emphasized education and how it is vital to lessening discrimination on campus. Love listed specific examples of ignorance from his own experiences.
There are students, like the young lady I saw in the Writing Center weeks ago, who thinks that all Black people eat soul food and are from South Africa. And the undergraduate junior who I met in the laundromat who feels that Black people are too sensitive and are responsible for their own unemployment rates.
Sean Joy, the only white student on the panel, touched on the concept of white privilege and how his own experiences helped him better understand his peers.
We have to be brave enough to have difficult conversations and be able to sit there and listen. That was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, was to listen to someone who was different than I was. But being able to do that has opened my eyes to a world that I am hopeful about.
Many panelists emphasized communication and the necessity for the board members to talk directly to the students so the campus can be aware of the actions the university is taking. Student panelist Jasmine Morgan said this means more than just talking about this issue for one meeting.
Let's not make this a thing that just happened now, and then a few months down the road, let's revisit what just happened. I want us to continually doing these steps to respect each other in the system and respecting students and the needs and the actions that they want from our board of curators and the people who run this institution.
When the student panelists expressed frustration about the lack of communication between the board and the students, Henson took the blame.
It's because I have not been as active as I might like to be in getting that communication out, and frankly, in getting with you.
After the panelists spoke, they answered questions from the curators. The first question centered around an idea Love mentioned in his comments, to create diversity education classes. Board member David Steelman asked how they should be constructed.
Should the diversity courses, in your opinion, be narrowly tailored, or are there broad courses that we know do, in fact, involve diversity in every possible way, and are those sufficient?
Love said he thought classes should be newly built. Love says the diversity courses he took at University of California, Berkeley, helped him overcome his own prejudices.
Before I reached the campus of UC Berkeley, I admit I was prejudiced against homosexuals, bisexuals. I was ignorant. I was a bigot. UC Berkeley got those prejudices out of me through education, through constant exposure, through humanizing those individuals.
Student panelist Kelsea Barnes made one of the final points of the session. She stated that although she sounded frustrated, it was only because she wants the university to improve.
I know that I may be coming off a little harsh, but I'm only harsh because I care. If I didn't care, I wouldn't be here. We're here for change. And it's my mutual respect of you and your respect of me that I sit here and that we all sit here.
That's all for this week's exam. Thanks for listening.